sufficient God.
To lift up your two hands and worship him this morning. Give him praise. He's the man of war. He's not just unsufficient, but he is self-sufficient. Lift him on high this morning. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Give him praise, give him praise, give him worship. Oh, hallelujah, we worship him. We give you thanks, we give you thanks, we give you thanks. Bless your name, we worship him. Every cable of us, blessed be your name.
You are the great and mighty God, so greatly to be praised, beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole world.
Let's take it on a couple of times.
You are the great and mighty God,
so greatly.
So greatly to be praised.
Oh yeah,
beautiful for us situation.
You are the joy.
You are the joy of the whole world.
Lift up your voice and sing it to him.
You are the great and mighty God.
So greatly to be praised.
So greatly to be praised.
Oh yeah.
You are the joy of the world. I will sing of your glory. I will show what your beauty is. If I dance,
if I dance, it will be enough.
And if I
shout, if I shout,
I will speak of your glory.
I will speak of your glory.
And I will show for your beauty.
Show for your beauty.
And if I dance,
it will be enough.
Glory in my show.
I shall be to be enough.
I will speak of your glory.
I will speak of your glory.
Show for your beauty.
Show for your beauty.
And if I dance,
my dancing will be enough.
Glory, my
God. My dancing will be enough.
Oh, you are the great.
Great, mighty God.
So greatly.
So greatly to be great.
Beautiful, beautiful for us.
You are the joy of the world.
Oh, you are the
great.
So present in my grace to be
great.
You are beautiful, yeah, beautiful for us
to reach.
You are the joy.
You are the great,
you are the great,
twice and thank him. He's beautiful for all situations. Our God is beautiful for all situations. Beautiful for all situations. O Mazalaba Shandaya Balaba Shandaya Imbro Lobo Zondori Alaba Sende Imbra de Balo Zondorobo Shente Imbra Gambalaba Santa Rabalo. Oh, you are the great and mighty God.
Supreme to be praised, beautiful for us in the nation. You are the joy of the whole world.
Oh, you are the great.
You are the great
and mighty God. So greatly to be praised. Beautiful for all situations. You are the joy of the whole world. Father, we thank you. Alright, open your eyes and look at me. Before we take our seat this morning, I'm having the prompt of the Holy Spirit to minister to two or three categories of people here this morning. The Lord is telling me that there are some people here, you have been praying over a matter. You've cried, you've asked the Lord for mercy, you've asked God to visit you on that matter, but it's like God is silent. And for your information, is the one that remember you this morning. So he didn't forget your cry and your weeping. I don't know on the issue that you have been calling upon God. And it seems as if God is silent. If you are like that, come very quickly this morning. I don't know the matter, but it doesn't matter the matter. We have a God in heaven who doesn't forget. I love the special number of the choir this morning. He never give up on me. Am I correct? Never give up on you. In about 2 Sundays ago, the women also put it a special number. The potter never threw away the clay. So I'm glad to submit to you this morning that God never gave up on you. I don't know that thing that you are asking God for. The Lord asked me to tell you that he has opened the book of remembrance this morning. Right where you are, I just want you to declare that, Lord, I receive my own letter of remembrance this morning. Receive your letter of remembrance this morning. We serve a miracle working God. We serve a miracle working God. Do you know that song? Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm baba ire temi ko baba ire temi ko baba ire temi ko baba o se ana logo o fun sera lomo ire temi ko baba. Sing it just 2 times.
Ire temi ko baba. Ire temi ko baba.
Ire mi ko.
Ire temi ko baba.
Where is my own blessing?
Ire temi ko baba.
Oye oshe ana nogo.
O fun sera lomo. Ire temi ko baba.
Sing it second time to establish it.
Ire temi ko baba.
Asheta baba yana.
Ire temi ko baba.
Roporobo shanta baba loya na.
Ire temi ko baba.
Asese nebo yana.
Ire temi ko baba.
Hey.
Oshesta. Ofusera lomo ire temi ko baba.
Everyone standing at this holy altar this morning, I speak by the authority of the Almighty over that matter that you have been crying, you have been calling upon God. From this moment, receive a speedy answer. I don't know what that issue is. I don't know what that matter is. I don't know how long you have been calling upon God. I don't know how long you have been asking from the Lord. And it seems as if God is silent about it. But he that asked me to declare over you this morning simply means that he didn't keep silent over that matter. I therefore proclaim upon everyone here, receive speedy answer over that issue. In the name of Jesus. In a very short while, you will testify. 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 In the name of Jesus. Your own letter of remembrance, receive it now. You are remembered. Your prayers are remembered. Your supplications are remembered. Your request, I remember. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It is done. In the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. You can go back to your seat.
Ire temi ko baba.
Ire mi ko.
Ire temi ko baba.
Maraba shanta la bayana.
Ire temi ko baba.
Imbre le mozunda la bayana.
Ire temi ko baba.
Ifrobo shata la bayana.
Ire temi ko baba.
Oh yeah.
O se ana logo. O fun se alamo. Ire temi ko baba.
Amen. I don't know how I'm going to say this, but you are like that. Come very quickly. The Lord is telling me that there are some of us here. I don't know what you are doing for a living, but the Lord said what you are doing supposed to be known. You have even introduced yourself to some people, but it's like something is covering you that didn't allow them to see you. You know it. It's like something is covering you that didn't allow them to notice what you are doing. It's like there is a covering. What the Bible says in the book of Isaiah, let's put up the Isaiah chapter 25, and let's look at verse 8. Have you? 8. Yeah. That should be verse 8. Isaiah 25. No, go to verse 7. Yeah. All of you that are standing at the front, read it once ago. Why are you not coming out? Please put up that scripture again. And it will destroy in this mountain. Which mountain? And you must know that the house of the Lord is a mountain. He said the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all the nations. Okay, put it in the message. Let me see what the how the message put it. And here on this mountain, God will banish the pall of doom hanging over all people, the shadow of doom darkening your life. Brian, how did they put it in Yoruba language? Niori oke nlayi. Oni iboju to bu e, iboju ti satani na bu e. Oborilede. Little did you know that you are a nation. But devil didn't want anybody to see you, so he just cover you there. So for passing you by. The end has come to that obscurity this morning. Lay your right hand on your forehead and pull that scripture upon yourself and say, every veil that the enemy is using to cover me and cover my handiwork, I tear them to pieces now. I remove them by the reason of the anointing. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tear them to pieces. Tear that veil. Tear it apart. It has no leg or ground to stand there. Rabba Shakabu Lama Shinaya. Jebrigadaba Zunda Lamayada. Frako Pascoto Robo Shenya. Imbragagabalaba Sindagaya Balaba Shanaya. Tear it. Every veil that is covering your business, every veil that is covering your life, tear it to pieces by the power of God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I tear that veil. You will no more be covered. Your business will no longer be covered. That thing that you do for a living, men will see it. They will take note of it. In the name of Jesus. I pull that scripture upon you now. Upon this mountain today, every veil of the devil, they are totally destroyed. The veil that they use in covering the holiest of holy in the temple, was rendered apart right from the day that Jesus gave up the ghost. So from that day, no veil should cover anyone that is in Christ. So whatever be the veil that the enemy has spread over your life, over your business, over your career, over your handiwork, that didn't allow sons of men to take note of what you are doing, right now I tear them to pieces. By the authority of his death and resurrection. By the authority of his death and resurrection, we tear that veil. We tear that veil. The name of Jesus. Right? Receive your freedom. Hands down, everybody. Receive your freedom. No more veil. 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 The name of Jesus, no more veil. No more veil. By the power of the Almighty, no more veil. The name of Jesus, that veil is totally rendered apart by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. That veil is destroyed in the name of Jesus. That veil is totally destroyed by the healing of the anointing. The name of Jesus, that veil is destroyed. Destroyed. That veil is destroyed in the name of Jesus by the reason of the anointing. That veil is destroyed by the authority of the Almighty. That veil is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. That veil is destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, that veil is destroyed. That veil is destroyed in the name of Jesus. That veil is destroyed. That veil is destroyed. Destroyed. The name of Jesus. That veil is destroyed.
Oh yes, he returned Baba. Olorun o se ana logo o kun se ra momo ireti mi ko baba.
Lastly, before I start preaching this morning, the Lord is telling me 1, 2, 3. The Lord said that there is somebody here for the past 3 days. This headache has been so strong. In fact, that's number one thing that the Lord told me. The headache has been so strong, it's like your head is going to break into 2, 3 days now. 1, 2, 3. If it's not up to 3 days, you can wait till it's 3 days. Thank you, Father. I'm not going to touch you. I'm going to stay beside that place so that you don't think you are doing that for me. I'm going to pray for you and I will stay aside. And as soon as I pray for you, you use your forehead to touch the ground and go. That headache will drop instantly. In the name of Jesus. Receive the touch of the Holy Spirit. Receive your healing. Your deliverance. I come against that demonic headache. I silence it by the power of God. It is well with you. As you touch the ground with your forehead now on this altar, that headache drop. In Jesus' name. Alright, you can do that. Lord, this morning, honor your word. Give the bread to the eater. To the sower. Let the house of Jacob possess their possessions. In the name of Jesus. Lord, speak to us gently, strongly, widely, deeply, with passion. And let there be a release of the power of the word upon every life this morning. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Alright, sit down, pick your pen, pick your book. Except you don't know how to write. If you are coming to this church and you are not jotting, it's a sin. Except you don't know how to write. Even if you can write in Yoruba, keep writing. Amen. All of these messages, we are going to need it sometimes, somewhere in the nearest future. Praise God. Alright, write it down. Three things I must have access to before having access to more rooms. Three things I must have access to before having access to more room. How many things? Say louder. Three things I must have access to before having access to more rooms. Three things I must have access to before having access to more room. Praise God. Unfortunately, or let me say fortunately, one of them is a personality. One of them is a personality. Praise God. Look up, everybody. Before, let's agree you have finished secondary school. But before you can have access to any university in Nigeria, no, that's more room. Praise God. Before you can have access to any university in Nigeria as a secondary school leaver, what must you have access to? Say it louder. Jamb examination hall. Talk to me. Jamb examination. Don't just say jamb. Jamb examination hall. That is joint admission and matriculation board. The examination is the one that is going to take you to any higher institution of your desire. Are you getting what I'm saying? So when you have no access to JAMB examination hall, I'm not talking now as a secondary school student, but as secondary school leaver. If you have no access to JAMB, you have no access to university. Okay? I want to sleep in your house. Because I need to do this example so that you understand exactly where I'm going. I want to sleep in your house. I know you have more than one room in your house, right? I feel like sleeping in your house this night, but I don't know you. I don't have access to you. Can I sleep in that room? I just bring my luggage. I say, who is in this house? You came out. I say, please, I don't know you. I say, anyhow, I want to sleep in any of your room. Will you give me that room? Yes. When I have no access to you, no access to room. Yes. It's only in the kingdom of God you see people that want to get things cheaply. There is nothing, even in the natural, that is not a process. Let somebody say process. Say it louder. See, I told you on Wednesday, sit down, bro. I told you on Wednesday, and I'm going to repeat it again. I believe in prayer. God sees my heart. I pray. I pray today. I pray in the Holy Ghost. I call upon the name of the Lord. Even when my body didn't want to stand up from bed, I was just praying in tongues. I believe in prayer. I believe in the potency of prayer. I believe in the efficacy of prayer. I I believe in the authority of prayer. I believe in power of prayer. I believe in the miracles that prayers can do. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But there are some things that is not just prayer. If you refuse to follow the process and work it out, it will not work. Talk to me. Bumi Oguna Ebaute. Somebody is not hearing me. You carry your water like this. You are makashetelebo sontori alaba. Chilled water. Blocked. You want to make eba with gari. And you started praying over it. Masesemi ba yende 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 yende. Lacriposcopoliatama. By the anointing Jesus break that. Which yoke? By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet. This is the day of the latter rain and former rain put together. That eba can never be done unless that water goes to stove. Are you getting what I'm saying now? You put it on stove for some times while you are praying in your tongues. You may now pray and that stove burn faster and make the water heat very fast. Then do your eba. Hello. But you are praying Holy Ghost over cool and chill water. You now put your garri inside. Now go and look for granuts. Or you look for kuli kuli. What do you do with it? And you start drinking your thing. But if it's eba that you desire, you must follow the process by putting water inside your kettle. Put it on a stove, or you put water heater, or you put it on boiling ring or whatever. Then after some times, when the water is boiling, you put your garlic. Now your eba is ready. So you can now be praying Holy Ghost, thanking God that light didn't disappoint you, NEPA didn't disappoint you while you are boiling the water, or bless the name of the Lord that your kerosene didn't finish on time. So finally you are able to boil. Now those are the things you can pray for around it. Thank God and glorify God, pray in Holy Ghost that your pot is not leaking. But praying for cold water to become hot water, there is nothing the Lord cannot do. I'm not kicking against the miracle of prayer, but there are some process, if you don't follow it, you can't become it. And likewise is getting more room from heaven. If you don't have access to three things I'm to share with you, you can't have access to more rooms. Our God desires to give you more rooms in life. More rooms. Don't forget, I said it on Wednesday and I'm going to repeat it this morning. More room is more opportunities. We are not just talking about one room somewhere. It's about the enemy now. We are not just talking about the rooms where I'm using as my office. And you get more room there, get more room there. No, that's not what I'm talking about. But when we are talking about room, room is a physical language, but opportunity is the spiritual implication of what I'm saying. Are you getting what I'm saying now? More room is more opportunities. More room is more open doors. Are you getting what I'm saying now? To have more. For example, if you are having one opportunity now, when God gives you more rooms, you have many opportunities, multiple. But if those opportunities are going to come, there are some things you must have access to. So, inability to gain access to these three things I'm to share with you this morning. No access to more room in whatever you are doing. And I'll show you few people that have access to these three things. And I'll show you how God gave them more rooms. I'm going to very quickly, I'll tie it together very fast. I'm going to tie it together very fast. But you must understand that life is a process. Life is what? A process. Now, when our sister was reading, I was sharing in the studio. I said, this until we don't know I'm watching her now. She would think daddy is in the office. I was in studio watching. I was watching her while she was reading Father's heart. That's where I look at your face when you are doing Father's heart. Even when you say, thank my Father in the Lord, I'm watching you directly. Praise God. And as she was doing that, now I listened to one statement. That statement, I think, is in the bulletin. That nobody just become a king. You start from infantry. Abi? You grow to what? To a child. From a child to an adult. Then from adult to sonship. When you now become a son, it is then we can be processing you for kingship. Somebody is not hearing me. You can't process somebody, a baby they just give birth to yesterday. There is nothing you can put into that baby to become anything. It's a process. Tiobajoba, if he's going to be a king, he's going to take that step one at a time. Likewise, the journey of life is a process. So you can't just enter a room. Just like I said the other time, praying yagagagagaga, amazazalabazandagayabalaba, ibragagaba, moru molo, moru molo, moru molo. The Lord said, go and gain access to these three things. Hey, come, stop your prayer. Go and get these three things. You are not hearing what I'm saying. You get to the gate of the biggest university in Africa. Where is the biggest university? Okay, let's say, no, don't let's talk about biggest. The first university all over the country. Eh? University of Ibadan. Thank God. And they have produced so many people. So many doctors, so many whatever. And you get to that gate, Maklepo, Skoto, Riba, Shendaya, Balaba, at the gate. And they say, young man, what do you want that you are praying? Holy Ghost, I want to enter into 100 level. Masasa, Salaba, Yanda, Kayaba. What they first of all ask you is, where is your WAEC? Abi? Where is your WAEC result? You give it to them. Masasalebo, they say, hey, wait. Where is your JAMB result? You want to know your JAMB number, JAMB examination number, and all of that? You say, no JAMB, I want to enter by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. They say, please, stop your prayer. Go and obtain JAMB form and go and write the exam. Do you know why I'm giving this example? Because that's the way many of us have been stopped. At the place of enlargement, they said, no, go back. How many of us, you know, I think Brad, you will be able to sit down. Brad, you will be able to relate that very well. If you have ever gone to submit for South Africa before, to travel out of the country, those guys are terrible. But, you know, it's one thing for America to tell you that we are not giving you, go. Either your paper is complete or it's not complete. They just say, we are not giving you, go. But South Africa will hold your paper. They check everything you're supposed to bring. They say, you haven't bring this one, go and get it. You now go around the office, you begin to look for a way of getting it. I think it was the last South Africa I went to, they sent me out more than four times. When I got there, they said, number one, my passport is not big enough. I should go and resnap another one. And the one they are resnapping there, the one we snap 200 naira here is 1,500 there. I snapped that one. I came back. They check it again. Oh, they said, there is one man in South Africa. He was in South Africa at that time. They are supposed to sign one paper. They said, now, let that person, call that person to sign it, mail it to you. And you print it out and come and give us. I have to call him. They have to do it. I printed it. I took it there. When I got there, finally, I said, you these people, you just tear my stomach. Finally, I got to the place where I want to pay. I gave them ATM card. They said, we are not using ATM card there. What do you use? They said, cash. I have to go out again, run to bank to go and withdraw money. And in Abuja, there is no ATM you will get to that you will not see queue. I'm not talking of one queue, four queue for one ATM machine. And it's so long like that. I started begging, please, they will close. If I should be online, they will close. Please permit me. Some people say, we don't want to hear. Some people say, come. Finally, I got to the front. I withdrew the money before I could go and do that. There are many of us like that. You are going to become big and great, but something always drop you back. You can't have access to room until you have access to some things. And those are the things I want to show you this morning. Very quickly. No access to these three things. No access to more rooms. If you want to remain small, you may trivialize them. And they are not strange things like that. But they are things that we just commonize in our journey in Christendom. Can somebody say amen? Number one. God. Let somebody say God. Say it again. Say it one more time. Say it as if you know the meaning. Look at somebody beside you and look at that person's face and say, my brother, God. Let me ask a question. I've asked that man that question the other time. How many rooms do you have in your house? 3 bedrooms. Who is the owner of the room? You didn't count kitchen. Kitchen is also a room. All in all, 6. You have about 6 rooms. Who is the owner of the room? Who is the number one person that have access to that room? So if I'm going to have access to that room, who must I know? If I did not know you, what will happen? Access denied. You are the only code that open every one of those rooms, including your wife's bedroom. Yes, sir. Are the only code. Am I lying? You have rooms in your house. Who is the owner of those rooms? Sir, the padlock in that room is not the code to that room. This is the code. The padlock can open at any time as long as you have access to this man. Sir, anyone that have no God is going nowhere. Yes, sir. If you don't know God, you have no access to God. Let's check the book of Genesis. Take your seat. God is the owner of every room, anywhere in the world. Cracking joke with God is like cracking joke with your destiny. No God, access denied. Our God is the code that open any room. Be it in Nigeria, be it in Israel, be it in China, be it in Australia, be it in Asia, be it in India, anywhere, God is the only code for access. No access to God, no access to room. No access to opportunity. He's the lifter of heads. Let me show you something very quickly. Psalm 24. We are going to read Genesis, but let's quickly look at Psalm 24. Are you Psalm 24? Tell somebody beside you that sleeping is dangerous. Some people are struggling with that eye. Are you there? Psalm 24. Have you seen it? Let's go to verse 7. Let's go to verse 7. Verse 7, sir. Lift up your eyes. Lift up. No, not I, sir.
Lift up your heads.
Okay. Lift up your heads.
O ye gate.
Every gate that leads to rooms. Yes.
And be ye lift up. Ye everlasting doors. And the King of Glory shall come in.
Okay. And the King of Glory shall come in. Now wait. When he said the King of Glory shall come in, you may think that he's talking about Emir, which is an ordinary man. You may think he's talking about the Emir of Kano. You may think the Bible is talking about Oni of Ife. You may think that God is talking about the king of your hometown. But look at what the Bible says in verse 8. Yes?
Who is this King of Glory?
Let's define it. Say it louder. Yes?
The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle.
That's okay. Everybody look at me. I want to do an experiment now. Hey, stand there and hold your two hands. Come. Hold your two hands as security guards. This is the everlasting doors. Move like that. That's the room to doors. That's the road to doors. But there is a barrier towards men, but not unto God. When the King of Glory is coming, can you stand? When the angel of the Lord led Peter out of the prison, what happened to the bigger gates? And what happened to Peter? Who led him in to the room? You are not answering me now. He's God! So, I am the Lord, the King of Glory. This man want to enter. Times without number he had wanted to enter. Do they allow you? They didn't allow. Make your hand strong. But he's now looking for wisdom to enter this room. That's why enti obati lolo nkura yewa. Because everything under heaven is going to be against you. That's why when we say know God, walk with God, develop a relationship with God, some people think we are cracking jokes. The only person that nothing under heaven can hinder is God. Now this man has made attempts severally to enter this room, but there is no road. Lift up your heads, all you get, and be lifted up with everlasting doors. They won't open for this man. The only person they open for is the King of Glory. The King of Glory, the Lord that is mighty and strong. So, in his own quest to enter this place now, he finally located God by walking with God. And God said, you want that room? He said, yes, don't worry. He said, sir, I've been there severally. They go back. That's to you. That's why the Bible says these things to men. These things might be impossible with men. He said, not with God. For with God, you are not saying it louder. Some of us are sleeping this morning. This is the road to the gate, I mean to the room. But sir, it's blocked. But why the King of Glory is coming, say, you want to enter? Say, okay, let's go. Lift up your heads, O ye gate. Now, when this man enter, not me the gate where I enter, where they block me the other time. Somebody who break barriers is already going ahead of you. When you have no God, you will be denied an access. Somebody is not hearing me. When you have no God, you will be denied what? An access. People of God, God took Israelites out of the land of Egypt. When they got to the Red Sea, the Bible made us to understand in the book of Psalm 114. It said, when Jordan saw it, that is the presence of the Almighty God they carry. He said it opened up. Jordan saw it, fled. Red Sea saw it, parted into two. Hills and mountains saw it and they skipped like ram. Then somebody who has a very powerful inquisition
asked from them, he said, what do you see, Jordan? What do you see, Red Sea? What do you see, hills and mountains, that you skip like ram and like lamb? And what did four of them say? They said, tremble, O earth. Before who? Before who? Before the God of Jacob. Only a while in the inle, ni waju olorun Jacobu. He said, tremble, thou art at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the God of Jacob. That is what make Red Sea to be parted into two. Sa to ba fe ran Olorun, wa Olorun la wa ri. You are not hearing what I'm saying. You want to make a way in life, you must search for God and find him. Bakaudi, this road open to you or to who? To the Lord. Ordinarily, as a man, you can't have access. You can't have access to any room. So that's why I see a lot of people that are trivializing the issue of God. And they say, God, forget about it. For your information, the door didn't open for you. It opened for who? For God. I pray for you this hour, by the authority of your relationship with God. You know, this prayer is a very dangerous prayer now, because your relationship with God determines whether the door open or not. By decree, beginning from now, no door will close against you anymore. You will never be denied any access to any room. Why? Because there is a God. Let somebody say, there is a God. Say it one more time. There is a God that is going ahead of you. There is a God that is going ahead of you. Please, is this illustration clear to you? Who does the door open for? Is it you? Because you are beautiful. You have not seen a beautiful lady being denied an access before. Yeah. You have not seen people that have connection that have been denied access before. Together with their connection. Somebody is not hearing me. How many of you remember that scripture that says, and a Pharaoh arose that knew not Joseph? Somebody talk to me. How many of us have come across that scripture? He said, and a Pharaoh arose that knew not who. That's to let you know that it's not everybody that will dance to the tune of connection. Every Pharaoh that have been coming after the Pharaoh that knew Joseph, they still know Joseph. But at a point, another Pharaoh came. The Bible says he knew not Joseph. Now, the suffering of the people of God started. The only person that gave them access out of that bondage was God. Let's not say God. Not your expertise, not your experience. In fact, at the face of some battle, experience is nothing. At the face of some prayer, sir, connection is zero. At the face of some problems, there is nothing money can do. The only person that can give you access to that room is God. So, praise God. That's too low. Praise the Lord. Beginning from now, I see access being given to you. That's too low. I see access being given to you. You know, one of the nights I was leaving the church. Go and sit down. God bless you. One of the nights I was leaving the church. We left church around 1. We prayed till 1. So I was going home. And I told the brothers, 2 brothers that came with car, to follow me directly. Don't go ahead of me. Just follow me behind. When we got to Pakungu, you see vehicles of your young boys. They are machines that they park, and they are begging the policemen simply because they work at the middle of the night. When I got there, they said, park! I didn't even park. I was at the center of the road. I told those people to be following me. At the inner light, please. When I on the light, Pastor, now you. Shanza, we salute, sir. From where, sir? We, sir, with honor. I say I'm coming from church. Yes, hope you are praying for us, sir. No, you are free to go, sir. Even you will hear the people down the ground there. Say, but this one is not good, though. You are freeing some people. But they don't know that the person that is going is unstoppable. And I just told them, I said, together with the two vehicles following me, they are with me. They said, oh, no problem, all of you, go. The only person that can enter any room without begging is God. Access to Him is access to those rooms. Hello. Genesis chapter 1. Please, do you get the angle at which I'm picking the word of God this morning? Don't miss it. I'm beginning from now. Go and take your time to call upon God to develop a cordial, what did I say? Cordial relationship with God. When the Red Sea opened for Israelites, what happened? What did they do? They passed through. On what? On dry ground. In the midst of the sea. But Egyptians thought God loved them the way He loved these people. They have no access to God. And they follow. They said, let's quickly move very fast. The Lord said, I opened the door to many rooms, more rooms for my children, for people that knows me, for people that do what? That knows me. When they got to the other side, the Lord said, are you through? Are you sure there is no Israelite inside? If there is an Israelite inside, we are going to rescue him. Finally, they got to the other side of the sea. I believe Moses will say, Lord, see the enemy, they are following us. And the Lord said, close up the door. Close the door against them. And do you know, the Bible says, when they got to the center of the Red Sea, it was at that place they got afraid. They said, wow, lekuyo shifa, wow, how we know shifa? Now that they are out, they said, it's better we go back, but it's too late. Beginning from now, because you are the apple of God's eyes, door of more rooms will open for you. Are you in Genesis chapter 1? I just want to show you something. Yes, chapter 1, start reading from verse 1. In the beginning. Yes, sir. And the earth.
And the earth was without form.
Without form.
And void. And darkness was upon the face.
That's okay, sir. That's okay, sir. Where are you looking for more rooms? Somebody will not be able to answer me now. Where are you looking for more rooms? On the earth. Talk to me. Or in heaven. Or not. Somebody is not sure. Somebody say or not. When he look at my face again, is it in heaven? Now listen to me. The two can be possible. You can be looking for more rooms in heaven. In the heavenly place. That is going to better your life here on earth. And you may be looking for more rooms here on earth. It's not a sin. This is your jurisdiction. This is your area of operation. So looking for open door, looking for more rooms on earth is not strange. Looking for open door in heaven is to make your life more better and authentic. But look at what the Bible says. It said in the beginning, God did what? Created heaven and the earth. He that created the heaven and the earth is the owner of the heaven and the earth. Somebody is not hearing me. He's the owner of what? Now, you know, we normally sing one song. I sang that song at Abuja yesterday while I was praying for my people in Abuja. And what was the song? Heavenly Lord, your name is wonderful. Your name is excellent. Your name is beautiful. Open your mouth and sing it. I worship you, Lord, for you are mighty. You've got a whole world in your hand. You've got a world in your hands. You've got a whole wide world in your hands. You've got a whole world in your hands. You've got the whole world in your hands. He has gotten the whole world, Abby. Did the whole world include the whole of Nigeria, the whole of Africa, the whole of Asia, the whole of America, the whole of Australia? Did he include the whole of the eastern part of the earth? Talk to people of God. All the Arabic nation. The Bible said the whole world is in his hand. He can open door for any man in anywhere. Why? Because he created it. So knowing God is an access to anywhere. Somebody is not hearing me today. Knowing God is an access to what? Anywhere in the world. So if you are going to get more rooms, number one access you must seek for, you must run after, you must know is God. Access to God is access to doors, to more rooms. Sit down, sir. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Do you even see that Psalm 24 verse 1? How did he say it? Psalm 24 verse 1. Yes. Look at it. Psalm 24 verse 1. Yes. How did he put it? The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. There is no man that is not in his hand. Hi. No man. No man. Look at somebody beside that person. No man. No man. So the Bible says, and everything that dwell therein, and everything that dwell therein, be it kingdom, be it power, be it authority. So my brother, if you are going to have access to more rooms, you must first of all have access to this God. I want to believe that more rooms, is somebody hearing me this morning? I want to believe that more rooms was the cry of Jacob when he met with God in the book of Genesis chapter 32. When he said, I will not let you go unless you do what? He was asking for more room. Because when that man is crying for blessing, you must understand that this man has gotten a lot of things. He has cattle, he has cow, he has children. He has how many wives? Four. So if we are to talk about the terminology of man, Jacob is already blessed. But Jacob is looking at it that what we call blessing is access to more rooms. He said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. Today that I've gotten you. And what did God say? God said, let's change your name. Your name is what? Supplanter, a thief, an arm robber, hijacker. That's the meaning of Jacob. But let's change your name today. Because all you are possessed is by the power of hijacking. You hijack the destiny of your brother. You hijack the property of your father-in-law. You hijack even his God. He said, but today, let's change your name. That's what will give you everlasting blessing. So what did God change? God said, your name shall no more be what? Jacob. Because God asked from him, what's your name? He said, my name is Jacob. But the Lord look at his face, he was Jacob. He was. Jacob does changes of name at every point. Somebody is not hearing me. When he was to collect the blessing from his father, what did he call himself? He changed name. He quickly rushed to court and did an affidavit, change of name, and it came out on newspaper. From now, I shall be known as Esau Isaac. He did it in order to claim blessing. Somebody is not hearing me. So the name Esau is on his head. When he was leaving his father-in-law, he gave them another name. So those names have been a trouble. So everything that he has acquired is by toiling, by sweating. Then God said, that's not how to get more rooms. That's not how to be blessed. But I will bless you today. He said, so your name shall no more be all of those rubbish names that you are bearing. Then the Lord said, your name shall be Israel. What is the meaning of Israel? The meaning of Israel simply means prince with God. Prince of God. Have you given Josiah money this morning? For? Do you give me offering? Why?
Because
I'm not your son. But did Josiah ask from you that give me offering?
No.
When you wake up, what do you just do?
I just give.
That's your prince. You are not hearing where I'm going. Have you given your children offering this morning? Okay, you have not given them. But if they are going to school tomorrow morning, do you take care of their things when they are going to school? Do you take care of my own? Why? I'm not your son. So God said, the best thing I can give to you, Jacob, is become my prince. The prince is like a king himself. Everything the king have access to, the prince also have access to it. How many of us have seen prince before? How do they walk in town? Answer me. One day I went to this Airtel office, Airtel, at Stadium Road, and I saw a lot of crowd following one horse. I saw Big B Baba with their Macawea, and there are a lot of people following that horse. He's coming from Junction. I just saw them, so I was following them. A lot of car was following them, so I have to stop at the front of Airtel office, very close to that stadium. And I asked from the mega that stood there where I was signing. I said, why the pandemonium? Is king going? He said, no. He said, he's one of the baby prince of Emir. You know, he has twins. And they said, the boy among them, that he went to do something. I don't know what he went to do. That he went to do something, whether it's that big bank or one of the banks around. He didn't go with car. He went with horse. And do you see the way they were following him? As if Emir himself is the one going. God is now saying, beginning from now, Israel, every honor that can be accorded to me in heaven will become your own. Anything I have access to, you have access to it. So that's why walking closer to God gives you access to everything. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Walking closely with God. I'm talking of close walk with God. So this morning, go and walk upon your walkings with God. What is the level of your relationship with God? This may be the simple reason why we are missing many things. Because we did not see the emblem of his name in your life. So no devil is ready to give you respect. You get here, access denied. You get here, access denied. And you say you are praying. No, nothing is wrong with prayer now. Go and develop a close walk with who? With the creator of heaven and earth, whom nothing can stand against. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Go and develop a close walk with God, whom nothing under heaven can be against. I've not seen the devil that can. can stand against God. Oh, I'm not seeing man that will stand against God. Sir, carry that God, they will give way for you. Carry that God. What does that say they will do? It's a deception of the devil for you to think that you can succeed on your own. Highly deception of the devil. High level of deception. To think that you can push God aside and make headway in life. Sir, you are signing for your death warrant. You are signing for a season of dryness. No God, no access. If you are going to gain more opportunities, if you are going to gain more into the heart of men, if you are going to gain more rooms in the journey of life and destiny, then you must have a close walk with this God. Help me tell some people around you, just turn around like Baba Shia now. Help me turn around and tell them, God, 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 God. Ọlọ́run lẹ o máa jẹ. How many of us are singing it?
Ọlọ́run lẹ o máa jẹ.
Hey,
Ọlọ́run lẹ o máa jẹ.
Ọba ti a pe. To fina down.
To fina down. Ọlọ́run lẹ o máa jẹ.
Baba agba fura e. You don't know what I call him now. Baba agba. O n gan ni agbalagba. Agbalagba to ju agbalagba lo. Somebody is not hearing me. He's the ancient of days. He's the ancient. Nothing under heaven can stand against him. He's the I am that I am. You know when he told Moses, say I am that I am. You don't know what he was telling Moses. He was telling Moses, say I saw yesterday, I see today, and I can see tomorrow. So one scripture, one Bible, one version of Bible now say, I am that I was, I am that I am, I am that I will be. That's the God you are dealing with. He can go to your past and draw something to your future. He can go to your present and throw it to your future. And he can go to the future and draw something to you now. There is nothing too difficult for him. He can reverse the irreversible. Somebody is not hearing me. He can do what? He can reverse the irreversible. Before yesterday in the night, I don't know, maybe you follow online, I was sharing with people at Abuja about the life of one lady called Esther. Sir, I've never seen that type of mercy in my life. By natural order, Esther was not qualified. Somebody is not hearing me. By nature, he's a Jew. Listen to me, people of God. The Bible says there are 127 provinces under King Ahasuerus. And the Bible says from, he said from the land where he's ruling to India. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He said to India. This man was a king over them. But among 127 provinces, Jewish land is not part of that 127. And Esther was a Jew. So, by virtue of natural blood, he is not qualified to be, to even contest. One. By the order, by the educational order, is not qualified. By background order, for mother and father to sign for the form to contest for queenship, she has no father, she has no mother, she only has uncle. The Bible didn't talk about the wife of the uncle anyway. Maybe the woman is so tied to Esther, he wants a queen like yeah, he walk with Lutani. Every order was against Esther, but by divine order. Somebody is not hearing me.
Yes,
by what?
By
the anointed order.
Yes,
Esther contested. Not only did he contest, she was selected. Now listen to me. I was reading. The Bible says, after 1 year, because they prepared them for 1 year, 6 months of putting ointment on their body, 6 months of how to catwalk and whatever. For complete 1 year, they train them, they teach them how to appear before the king for one night. 1 year of training, to appear before the king for one night. Somebody is not hearing me. And do you know what? As he was, as all of the queens were going, I want to believe the people that gather for that context, they are over 127. 127 virgins, 127 ladies. And don't forget, the Bible said the kingship extended to India. Have you seen the virgins of India before? Their body look like it's laminated. Somebody is not hearing me. You see, you watch India film. How does those ladies look like? Their hair, national hair, can be as long as their feet, as their buttocks. These are the ladies that gather for context. Who is Esther? Yes, Esther is beautiful, but the Bible didn't talk about that beauty as such. The Bible says when it was after 1 year, everybody was going in. Somebody is not hearing me. Going in, they will move. They will move. And there are a panel of judges as people are sitting down like this, writing on their name. This one work well, but he has no good shape. This one is too slender. One thing or the other disqualify them. They will move like that. They say, go and sit down. But the Bible says, when Esther entered, as soon as all of them saw her, he said, they all favored her. What do you think is radiating? The presence of the Most High. Somebody is not hearing me. The presence of who? Of the Most High. This one just said favor. This one, favor. This one, favor. This one, favor. This one, favor. Until he finally got to the presence of the king. When he got to the presence of the king, king said, wow, this is what I'm looking for. None of them have submitted a report. King said, this is what I'm looking for. He saw God in Esther. And go and check that Bible very well. Do you know after Esther was selected, they didn't even say, let another person pass. Maybe whether we see somebody that is better than this. That's the end of the context. When you carry God, no alternative to you.
Yes, sir.
Oh God. Yes. Somebody is not bubbling in the spirit this morning. When you carry God, no alternative.
Yes,
what does it say? No.
No alternative.
No alternative. Why they are looking for alternative for you is because you are too low in God. You are too what?
No.
You are too low in God. They saw Esther. They don't want to see any other lady. I believe the king will say, why don't you allow this girl to come for so that the rest rubbish can go home. They refer to other girls as rubbish compared to Esther. Is she so beautiful? She's not from India. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Is she eloquent? They don't allow them to open their mouth to talk. Somebody is not hearing me. They didn't allow them to open their mouth to talk. Or batolanu, toto shanu. He said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy.
Yes.
And I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. He said, not of him that willeth, but of no of him that runneth, but of God that doeth what? That showeth mercy of God, of God, of God, of God, of God. Alone is that God that say you should have. The God that showeth mercy, and nobody can withdraw it. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Is that God? You know, I'm no more developing the remaining 2 points. That's why I'm going to stop this morning. Until you carry this God, nothing. You know, the two things I want to show you after that is grace. Number 2 point is grace. But who will carry grace without the God of grace? The third one is access to errands around your father. Access to errands. When you have access to errands around your father, they send you, do this, do that, do this, do that. It makes you qualify for more rooms. But do you know what? If the God of your father is not in your support, you run errands in vain.
It's true.
So I'm giving you the 3 points at a glance. Somebody is not hearing me now. I'm giving you the 3 points at a glance. But this morning, my strong admonition to you is that go and look for this God where they are looking for him. I'm not asking you to be running after prophets. I'm not asking you to be running after pastors. I'm not asking you to be looking for who will lay hands on you. Enough of third party relationship with God. What I call it? Third party relationship with God. This God. This is the person who is looking for God. This person didn't even have anything to do with God. But he's a pastor. You now come to him. Please help me talk to God. He can talk to you directly and bypass this man.
Yes,
can talk to you.
Yes,
and push this man aside. I've told you this story times without number of a man of God that went to go and preach in another state, another country. It's another country now, another area. Then there was no too much aircraft and car. It was train they use. And this man traveled to go and preach. And he's supposed to preach for like 1 week, but the man was spending 2 weeks. He didn't come back. And there was no telephone as such to even communicate. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So one brother just woke up on Sunday morning after 2 weeks that this man has traveled and didn't come back. And he called the wife of the man of God and the children. He said, "Madam, thou seest the law. I didn't even pray about your husband. I was just doing my own." When did he pray about him? Is God the gossip? He said, "God asked me to tell you your husband is dead. Where he traveled to?" The children started crying. The woman said, "Will you stop your noise? Why are you people crying?" They say, "Our father died." They say, "Who told you?" They said, "That brother said, God said." The woman said, "I will never agree God said until God speaks to me." He said, "By tomorrow morning, we will know who is telling lie, whether the man or God." And on getting home at the middle of the night, the woman raised up her hand. "Sir, there is no beauty like the beauty of knowing this God. Come on, don't you? You are not hearing what I'm saying. Know this God." I told you of one young man of God that was coming from the mountain. He was coming from the mountain, 40 days of marathon. And he saw another man of God going up, an elderly man of God. And he looked at the man of God face to face, said, "Thou seest the law, you will die in the next 7 days." And the other man of God that was climbing up said, "Thou seest the Lord of hosts, you will die in the next 3 days." Sir, the young prophet, together with his 40 days of fasting and prayer marathon, he died together with his teeth. What did I say? And the man of God that the first of all prophesied to die will die in the next 7 days, he lived till 140 something years before he died. 130 something years, sorry. 134 years. What happened? It's the person that know God most that will carry the glory of the day. Hey, Elisha said, "You call your God. Let me also call my God. The God that answered by fire. Shall be our God. The God that answered by fire." And those men say, "Yeah." You know, they are looking at their number. 400. 400. We call our God. And they are calling Baal. Baal, 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 Jerubal, Baal, Baal. Bezebub. They call different kind of names. Nothing happened. But the Bible says, when it was the time of evening sacrifice, Elijah came out. He said, "Now look at me. You have been wasting our time from morning till now. No water, even drop, talk less of fire." He said, "But I want to call my God. I want to call the God I know. I want to call the God I serve." The Bible says, "Those who know their God, they shall be strong and do exploit." Daniel 11:32. He said, "Those who know their God shall be strong." Do you want to be strong, sir? Go and know this God. Sir, that's the only charm I won't give you now. You are not hearing what I'm saying. That's the jazz I won't give you. Do you want to be strong? Look up, everybody. I was listening to a story by one great man of God in Ghana, Duncan Williams. Do you know the Ethiopia airline that collapsed? That Gayward supposed to be there. Sure. They slated that Gayward. Sherry, oh God, know this God. He was in Rwanda, whatever. There's another country where he went to preach. So he now came to Kenya. Are you getting what I'm saying now? He's supposed to join from Ethiopia to Kenya. But do you know what? They've already booked that aircraft for him to join that aircraft, provided he's going to see the president of that country. So when he finally see the president of the country, he will just join the flight and go. He said, but when he woke up the morning, and he told Benue, he said, "Don't wait for any president. You are not seeing him now. Don't wait for anything. Go and buy another ticket and move." When the aircraft will drop, he's already at Ghana. Holy Ghost will move before Satan move. But the problem why you are always a victim of circumstances is because you are the one living inside of yourself. Now, do you know the damage it will have caused in the body of Christ? If Dagewa died. Somebody is not hearing me. You don't know Dagewa. Many of you don't know Dagewa. But don't worry, I'll bring him for you one day. That man is not just a pillar in the body of Christ. He has become a joint. I went for his program. He's not just the body of Christ in Ghana. He's body of Christ all over the world. Dr. Williams said, when Dagewa told him about the incident, he said, "Dad, don't tell me that story. I know Holy Ghost is going to take care of it. I can't imagine you dying." But do you know what? His own entojetie, the one that belongs to God. God told him, he said he just woke up in the morning and he told all his pastors that are moving. He said, "Everybody, prepare your bag. We are buying another ticket." They lose thousands of dollars. He said, "But Holy Ghost said we should move now." He said, "Everybody." He said, "Sir, you have an appointment with president." He said, "Which prayer?" He said, "Holy Ghost say I should move. You say I should wait for president. I will see that president another time. President is not there forever. He's only there for 4 years, but God is there forever. He asked me to move. I'm moving." And they got to airport. They bought another ticket, fresh ticket. They landed in Ghana. They are already at home drinking tea when they heard the news that the aircraft dropped. Surely, Timo Sofwe. Allah, you know. This God that cannot move you at will. Somebody is not hearing me now. That cannot move you at will. And say, "Abe, stand up. Don't stay around this area now. But you have 1,001 reasons. Oluwa mami wa mbe. Ah, olong chanu mi yawo mi wa mbe. Me lost anywhere." And when the thing happens, "Hey, God, you didn't tell." He told you to leave. Is this same God I'm talking about? And that woman lifted up her hands at the middle of the night. "Father, the brother told me that you told him, but what did I do in the first place? Let's settle that. What did I do that you no longer talk to me? You have to go and talk to third party. You bypass me to go and tell that brother concerning my life. It's not concerning the body of Christ. Concerning my life to another person. What did I do, Lord?" You know, that's a good son to God. Yes, somebody is not hearing me.
Yes, sir.
You are a son to me. I have been giving you instructions several times. All of a sudden, I just passed instruction to Mr. Likita. I said, "Mr. Likita, tell Mr. Honor when he comes, he should not enter my office. Just tell him that I say he should go and clean the car. Because he demand that you come, sir. I'm sorry. I've cleaned the car. But what did I do? That you don't want me to enter your office again and give me the instruction directly. I didn't say the way you tell this man is not good. But sir, that's not how it should be." Then the Lord whispered to the woman, "Don't mind that brother. I didn't tell him. He's telling lies. Say, your husband is not dead. What happened to your husband is that he has fever where he was. So that fever didn't allow him to move, but he's okay now. Your husband will be around next tomorrow. When he is coming, he's going to wear, I just want you to know that I still love you. He will wear pajamas with bathroom slippers. And he's coming with train number NO713W2. Say so. And he's going to arrive around 9:30 in the morning. So go and wait for him at the railway station." And the woman was there. When the woman saw the plate number of the train coming, the woman said, "Yes, my husband has arrived." The children said, "How did you know?" He said, "God told me." And do you know what happened? Truly, the husband came out of the train with pajamas and bathroom. Sir, it has nothing to do with whether you are a pastor or you are a church member. I'm talking about working with God. The Bible didn't tell us that Enoch was a prophet. Was Enoch a prophet? Answer me, people of God. But the Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was no more. He was taken to heaven. Help me rise up and go and tell 15 people. Wait, this is how you are going to tell them. I'm through with the message of today. Hello? Do you know the way today you are going to put begging? Tell that person, say, please walk with God. No, know God and walk with God. Because some people know God, but they didn't walk with Him. Somebody is not hearing me. Do you think it's a small prayer when Apostle Paul says that I may know Him? Do you think it's a small thing when Apostle Paul was saying in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 13? Let's see it. Chapter 4, verse 13. Let's see what the Bible says there. He said, I can do how many things? Through who? That do what? You can enter any room through Christ. I told you, go and put begging. Put please. Know God and walk with Him. Please. Know God and walk with Him. Please. Count it all. Make sure it's up to 15. Know God and walk with Him. Please. Find God and walk with Him.
Confidence in you, Jesus. I have confidence in you, Savior. Now, oh, yes, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anytime, anywhere. Oh, yes, I have confidence.
Some of us will be wondering, how do we walk with this God? If that is the puzzle in your heart, it's very simple. Take your time to study about Him more. Take your time to walk with Him, to pray, to talk to Him. And take your time to do what He says here. That's how to walk with God. How do you know your wife more? Answer me. By talking with her, by staying together, There are many of us, we only talk to God on Sunday. That's not how to walk with God, though. That's not how to do what? To walk with God. I was sharing in the workers' meeting this morning. When I go to Abuja, they gave me this, they gave me that. After I finished talking with some people, I said, let me pray for just 30 minutes. Then I will eat. It's not that I don't want to eat. Let me pray for 30 minutes. I was praying on my knee. Magada balaba, zanda gaya balaba. The meeting of this night. Everything. I started enjoying that prayer. All of a sudden, I met myself going up and down in the room. By the time I would look at time, it was already 2 a.m. Ah. I can't eat anymore. Damak's there. How often do you talk to him? It's just that some people will be afraid now. They will be ashamed. I will have asked one or two brothers that are in relationship with his sister to come. The sister received text message more than 5 times in a day. How many times in a day? And the sister will be smiling. Why is there a lady smiling and looking at phone? There is trouble. When you see a lady making call and he's smiling, chi-chi-chi. Even if he's married, she's talking to her husband. She has smiling. Talk more. They are hearing you. You know that lady is talking to somebody that is touching a sensitive place in her heart. Likewise, the more you talk to God, the more excited he is to rescue you at the face of problems. I want you to pray. I receive grace to walk with you. Olorun, je kin le ba orin. All of these things we are running after, none of them can take the place of God. None. Ah, my God, none. 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 I want you to pray that prayer. Pray for more of God in your life. To have access to more room is not difficult. Tell him that no more of you. Grace to walk with you. More of you is more of rooms. More of you is more of rooms. More of you is more of rooms. Yes. Reka baba shanda kayama.
prayed that prayer, I receive grace to walk with you more. Oyigaba sendele bozondo yana. Reke poshkete lebo zondo yana ba. Oh yes, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That's too low. Let somebody say loud, amen. The Bible says, unto the Lord our God belongeth escape from death. I don't know why that scripture is so strong in my spirit. He said, unto the Lord our God belongeth escape from death. Everyone here today that have been slated for death this month, because you are running inside God now, you escape from that death. I hear the Lord, unto the Lord our God belongeth escape from death. Unto the Lord our God belongeth escape from death. Because you have made this God your God, I declare today you escape from every issue of death in the name of Jesus Christ. Every death warrant that have been signed on your name, every death arrest that have been placed upon your life in this month of May and the rest of year 2019, by the authority of this God, I proclaim today, you escape from death. You escape from death. You escape in the name of Jesus. I don't know what is fighting with the supremacy of God in your life. I don't know that thing that is struggling with the place of God in your heart. I don't know what it is. I don't know that thing that is sitting on the throne of God in your life, that didn't allow you to walk with this God, that didn't allow you to have time for this God. I proclaim today, by the reason of the anointing, let everything taking the place of God in your life be totally displaced now in the name of Jesus. They are totally removed. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's take this song a couple of times before prophetic declaration. For this God is a God forever and ever. Psalm 48 verse 14. Please put it on the screen. Psalm 48 verse 14. Say, for this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide from now even unto the death. He will be your God.
Amen.
He will be your guide.
Amen.
He will be your God.
Amen.
And he will be your guide.
Amen.
David was empowered to kill Goliath. More room was given to him. Joseph was empowered to interpret king's dream. More room was given to him. Daniel also was empowered to interpret dream. He received more room. Every assignment that will usher you to more rooms, receive divine enablement for implementation now in the name of Jesus. What you are designed to terminate will not terminate you. I say what you are designed to terminate will not terminate you. In the name of Jesus. Joseph got to the palace to be crowned, not to cry. Esther got to the palace to be crowned, not to cry. David got to the palace to be crowned, not to cry. You will get to the palace designed for you in the name of Jesus. You will be crowned. You will not shed tears. In the name of Jesus. This week, you will not be displaced. This week, you will not be replaced.
Amen.
This week, you occupy your room.
Amen.
This week, you will have more rooms.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
The Lord will help you.
Amen.
To yearn after God and get this God, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
That is the beauty of every journey on earth. To know this God well and partake of all he has for you. I therefore pray for everyone here today, the Lord will help you.
Amen.
Receive grace to know him.
Amen.
Receive grace to encounter him.
Amen.
Until he become part of you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
It is well with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Saint of Days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Wave your hands to God of heaven and give him all the glory. Give him worship, give him honor, give him all the adoration. He's worthy of our praise. Oh, hallelujah, Lord, worship you. We give you praise, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. We give you thanks, we give you worship, we give you honor, we give you all the adoration. Thank you, Lily of the Valley. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. The hand of God is upon you. So beginning from now, increase the tempo. Increase the tempo of your relationship with God. If you have been reading one chapter per day, read two more chapters. If you have been praying 1 hour per day, increase it to 1 hour 20 minutes. If you have been obeying the word of God halfway before, go all the way for God. You will see this God moving on your behalf. I say you will see this God moving on your behalf. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.